Things That I Saw. I'm John Johnson, and I'll tell you what I saw next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family. The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Watching more football games in 2 days than some people watch in an entire season, you're bound to see many of the things that make high school sports special. And that certainly was the case as I observed the proceedings of last weekend's MHSAA 11-player finals at Ford Field. My first shout-out goes out to the Muskegon High School Marching Band. That's right, the Marching Band. The Big Red Band's halftime show included your multitude of kids resplendent in their nifty black uniforms, and of course, it's not unusual to see some cheerleaders in the mix, but what caught my eye was a young man clad in a red shirt and white pants playing in the very front row. Sophomore lineman Avery Stone didn't get into the Division II championship game against Birmingham Brother Rice, but that didn't keep him off the field as he was with his other teammates in the horn section of the band as it made its contribution to the proceedings. And it's not the first time I've seen this from Muskegon when the school has made the trip to Ford Field. I recall a tuba player a year or two ago, and all I can say is hats off to everybody at that school who realizes that the high school experience is about students being able to partake of everything that's available. I've heard over the years of too many horror stories, coaches fighting over the athletic services of the young people for their teams. Here's a school that's working to service its young people to make them more well-rounded. And there was history made in a big way in the Division IV title tilt as Marine City's Olivia Vinnie became the first female to score points in a championship game and write her name into the all-time record books another 3 times in the Mariners' win over Grand Rapids South Christian. The 5-1 sophomore connected on 7 of 7 point-after-touchdown kicks to tie the finals game record in that category. And with that kind of accuracy, Vinnie capped off a season where she set a school record for PAT kicks with 61, which also places her in the top 25 in a single season on the all-time MHSAA lists. Well, one book opens, another book closes. Ford Field was the last stop in the coaching career of Birmingham Brother Rice's Al Fracassa, and his Warriors gave him a storybook ending with a win in the Division II title game. Fracassa coached high school football in Michigan for 57 years, 3 as an assistant in Flint at Old Mandeville High School and then at Rochester High, and then 54 years as a head coach at Royal Oak Shrine and Brother Rice, finishing his career with 430 wins, a state record, but with many more victories in shaping the lives of the young men that he worked with. Another story continued, that of Ithaca High School, which won a 4th straight Division VI crown and ran its winning streak to 56 games, tied with Iowa City Regina for the best in the nation. The Yellow Jackets are still chasing the all-time Michigan winning streak of 72 games, held by the legendary Hudson Tigers of the late 60s through the mid-70s. And even though for the 2nd straight year, Detroit Loyola fell in the Division VII championship game to Ishpeming, perspective won out over frustration in the postgame press conference when the Loyola players were asked about what it felt like to lose again. Junior linebacker Darryl Clemens stepped up, said he wanted to answer the question, and summed it up by saying, "I would say there are no losers in this game. You win or you learn. Today we learned." Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
This is True Oldies 1400 WQXO and WQXO.com, where we love the Mustangs. It's time for Munising Mustang Girls Basketball on True Oldies 1400 WQXO and WQXO.com. Tonight's game is brought to you by these fine community sponsors: Fox Nagani, Putfin's Pharmacy, Bob's IGA, Hiawatha Telephone Company, Todd's Econo Foods, and Pomp's Tire. Now here's Charlie Niebel, the voice of Munising Mustang Sports on True Oldies 1400 WQXO and WQXO.com.
Bob's IGA in Munising has been working hard for you for over 35 years, providing lower everyday shelf prices. They do that by looking for great deals and passing the savings on to you. Bob's IGA is your hometown proud, family-owned and run store who cares about providing quality food at the lowest possible price. For fresh meat and produce, Bob's has the best prices, period, to help you save on your food bill. Every day and every week, you have one choice in Munising, the family-owned and operated Bob's IGA.
I just got my wife a shiny new laptop. Of course, I gave it to her with Secure-It Plus from Jamadots already installed. Secure-It Plus protects against harmful viruses, prying spyware, and annoying internet threats. It's almost like having a computer technician living under the desk without the creepiness of having someone living under the desk. Secure-It Plus, complete computer protection from Jamadots. Visit Jamadots.com online or in store to start your protection today. That's Jamadots.com.
Winter weather means snow, and snow means dangerous road conditions.
There's no better way to brave our UP weather than with a new 2014 Chevy Silverado or GMC Sierra.
Fox Nagani has the best selection and a great value, with over 60 in stock to choose from. And now throughout the month, join Fox by giving back. Load up your new truck with toys for tots.
With every gift you donate, you'll escape the cold with a chance to win a two-night stay at the Tundra Lodge in Green Bay.
Face winter head-on with the new Chevy or GMC truck from Fox Nagani, Marquette County's hometown dealer. Only the best.
What is excellent traction in the UP? How about a cougar or a wolf running through the woods after a deer? How about an all-wheel drive Subaru? Or how about Pomp's Tire with Blizzak tires? Now, if you don't have a four-wheel drive but want traction like you do, get some Blizzaks. They come in 35 sizes. The multi-cell compound is somewhat sticky. It sticks to the road. It's 3D siped. It's optimized in width. And it channels snow, slush, and water away from the contact area. Ask Pomp's for a Blizzak tire. Pomp's knows tires. You should know Pomp's.
Putman's Pharmacy. Welcome to your hometown pharmacy is always here for you. Customer service comes first in all we do. You're gonna find that we love serving you at Putman's Pharmacy. Service is still our best medicine.
You can make the winning play. You can take home the gold, but it doesn't mean a thing without good sportsmanship. These games don't exist.